That's what counts. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio. The latest racing news. The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Here in Pennsylvania, we're proud of our breeding program, the best in North America. But we're also proud to be leaders in this industry. The PA Horse Breeders Association is funding cutting-edge research at Penn Vet into equine health and safety. And we endorse the SAFE Act to help protect the most vulnerable horses. Plus, we're pleased to support the aftercare programs set up by our horsemen's groups. Just a few of the reasons why you should join us in Pennsylvania, the premier place to breed and race.
Who are you betting on? How about an app created specifically for horse racing? Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds Family's Country Life and Maryland Farms are the place for breeding and racing in the Mid-Atlantic. Country Life is nationally recognized for making stallions and currently stands the Mid-Atlantic's leading first and second crop sires, Divining Rod by Tappan and Mosler by Warfront, as well as Frisian Fire. Maryland's 5/8 mile training track completes the full-service facilities from the folding barn to the racetrack. Join the excitement of racing with Country Life Farm, where our partnerships can take you from beginning to winning.
Want to get your career in horse racing off to a fast start? Well, the University of Arizona's Racetrack Industry Program is your winning ticket. The Racetrack Industry Program has served as a springboard to some of the industry's most successful individuals, with a proven track record of job placement right out of college. If you want to earn a degree in the exciting horse racing industry, the Racetrack Industry Program can put you in the winner's circle.
Visit ua-rtip.org today.
Sirius XM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick.
Enough!
Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back about 20. We went really long with Andy. I didn't realize how late it got. I thought it was like 11-ish, and it was 11:15. Thanks to Andy again for everything. We'll have probably one more major. Actually, tomorrow we already talked with Dick about it, and well, actually we didn't talk about who the finalists. Obviously, we talked about his ballot, Sid tomorrow too, and then Jay, as mentioned, Jay Privman, I think on Thursday is what he indicated. I just tried to catch up with a couple of other visits here, and waiting for one or any of the four to respond. So we'll probably go to Popo first, and then swing back around. I'm trying to run down Jack Wolf, and the radio blackout from I don't think we'll get the chance to visit with Baffert until we're back out at Santa Anita next month. But I wanted to get Jack to come visit, talk about the 1-2 finish in the Sham on Saturday. It's got to be a great feeling, right? When you both wearing your jackets. So, all right. But what we'll do instead, we'll slip Popo in here right now while we got the chance, rather than because I'm not sure how the back end fills out. You may hear from any number of surprise visits, but Popo for right now. Popo, good morning.
Good morning,
Oh, there we go. Try that again. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Steve.
There we go. Got it. How was your weekend? How'd you make out?
Oh, I mean, Form to Win had a really good weekend.
Yep.
A lot of the horses that we talked about on Friday. Let's see, to recap, the Jerome at Aqueduct, top horse was Logan Knight, second choice. Played him over Arctic Arrogance, got a decent exacta. And then we talked about the Danny Beach, and Form to Win had the Tri-Cold candidate over Major Dude over Worthington.
Which paid. Which really paid.
25.30 for the exact and 49.85 for the try. And then the Ginger Brew, I mean, it wasn't a price, but Cairo Consort came through. I was the top horse on Form to Win. I tried to get Navy Goat in second, but he was just good enough for third. And then top horse at the Philly and Mayor Turk out at Santa Anita was Big Summer. Big Summer won, and actually the second horse is Eddie's New Dream, so that was a nice exacta also, $15 for a dollar. California Cup Derby, I was only interested in Thirsty John, but that horse went off as the favorite, but that was the top horse on Form to Win. California Cup Oaks, top three horses were Sell Your Dream, Graze My Heart, and Carol Lombard, so it was Graze My Heart over Sell the Dream, so that was a decent exact if you box those two. And then the Sham on Sunday, I mean, limited sample size, but Reincarnate was the second ranked horse on Form to Win, even with limited start. So if you avoid betting the 3-5 shot and you played the second horse, you did just fine.
Sweet.
It doesn't always work out that way, but this particular weekend it did. So nothing clever in terms of anything that I did. Just ran the filters and sorted by average Form to Win time, and it was pretty much on tap for just about every single race.
I've never occurred to really ask about this. And I know from the way I approach things when I look at Thoroughgraph, the development curve, Popo, if you know what I mean, in terms of the time of year, and horse maturity, as some of these horses, particularly much like Thoroughgraph too, when horses are coming back off layoffs, and how much? I mean, it's such a difficult area of interpretation, and it also is based on on pedigree lines and just the way in which horses develop. I mean, in terms of precociousness versus, horses that are slower burns that don't reach their potential until their, second half of their 4-year-old year, or as a fully mature horse or mare as a 5-year-old. For those that don't know this, and if you're fairly new to the game, when you hear the terms colt and filly versus horse and mare, they're colts and fillies until they turn 5, and then they become mares and horses. So that part of it, I it never occurred to me really to think about the seasonality of how an algorithm could take into account how a horse is maturing, or if it just has to rely on the form cycle and what the form cycle is pointing toward.
Yeah, our projections are strictly off the data that's given. So, in terms of coming off a layoff or something, you're going to have to really factor that in. That's going to be a personal assessment of your own risk.
Right.
Everybody's risk tolerance is different. I'm not going to take a short price horse that's coming off a layoff. That's just me. And I don't really care for, honestly, I don't really care. Well, 2-1s, if you really like the horse, 2-1s still considered a good price. But, I mean, it's all about risk tolerance. Horses coming off layoffs, equipment changes, there could be value there. But are you willing to gamble on that on a very short price? you know, you're taking a shot. So, you know, that's going to be up to every individual player. Some people like, you know, like betting those 8 to 5 shots all day long. That's not me. It's really hard to grind out a profit in this game, trying to beat the takeout if you're betting those types of horses long term. Now, over a weekend, you may be successful, but if you're in it for the long term on an annual basis, it's going to be very hard to turn an annual profit if you're betting 2-to-1 horses to win.
No, that's a whole separate conversation, which is your strike rate and, you know, whatever people's preferred sweet spot is. And you know, there's some people that, you know, they want 7-to-2 to 8-to-1, and that's their, you know, that's their range. I you know, traditionally have been a middle price long shot type player, you know, in that's my sweet spot, anywhere from, you know, $12 to $20, and those are horses that, you know, third, fourth choices that have a disproportionate opportunity to win. I mean, that's where I've always gravitated.
Yeah, I mean, if you do like a favorite, you could always extend it out, you know, play it into an exact or play it into a double. You know, if you're really confident about a horse, but he's a short price, there's other ways that you can, you know, increase your profit line if you can put another horse in somewhere down, either the horizontals or the verticals.
Well, we're midweek, of course, and so it's kind of an awkward, certainly yesterday, I think there were 29 races anywhere all day yesterday. So it's a little bit quiet, looking for an opportunity. Anything?
I went looking today at parks and Mahoning Valley. I didn't find anything creative, Steve, anything that really whet my appetite. And I've been doing some research on the side. So doing some research on groupthink.
Interesting.
Which is very interesting. Yeah, I've been reading about, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard about the 10th man, I think it's called the 10th man, like analogy, where if you have 9 people that agree, there should be 1 person that should disagree, because you don't want to get caught in a type of thinking where you don't raise your voice because the other 9 people are just in agreement. They actually used it, I believe, in World War II. They had 1 person that would always disagree. They all came to an agreement. They had 1 person disagree because, you know, sometimes you have to go back and reassess what everybody's saying. And so I think some of this stuff comes into play, the psychology of betting also. So I'm working on that also.
Interesting. Good. You're gonna do anything with it?
We'll see. I have 1 article that's been published before a couple of years back, but, you know, it's time consuming. And so it's got to come, you know, outside of work and outside of family. And but I do like to read. So, you know, read 1 thing and then to write a paper on it is a whole different matter. But it's always interesting. I like to delve into that kind of stuff.
I love it. Well, if there's some key findings or that you want to report back on, I'm anxious to hear it.
Oh yeah, well there's definitely some key findings if you really want to hash it out. I mean, you could see it in the betting. You have a horse. Take for example, if you have a, you know, an okay favorite, and then every horse I've seen it where horses are, the next closest horse is 8 or 9 to 1, and then everybody starts piling on that favorite as time goes down, and that's opportunities to make money, because that's kind of like where groupthink comes into it. Now I would have to run some analysis. I'd have to look at betting pools where I think there's a favorite that's being overbet. But yeah, it's a real thing, and just learning to how that affects prices and the game of horse racing. So interesting stuff.
Very cool. Never know. You never know where we're going to head. Papo, I appreciate it. We'll check in Friday. We'll do some handicapping.
Sounds great, Steve. I'll talk to you later.
There it is. And Form to Win through your AmWager platform for easy utilization, and plugged right in. So, going to have a conversation that I was hoping for. All morning, Dale Romans is going to join us. And I think Casey may have to look through the annals. I'm going to say something here that is it possible that you did not visit once last year?
What? Hang on one second. Hold on. I'll call you back.
What? Okay.
All right. Hey. Is it possible? What?
Is it possible that you were not on once last year?
That was what?
That you didn't come on the show last year.
Very possible. I don't like it.
I'm Casey's going to check right now. I can't believe that that's the case, but I mean, because I'm sure I know I must have. I had to have called you for some reason, even if there was nothing going on.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it.
Well, now there's something going on. Well, let's get excited, right? There's reason
exactly.
to be excited. First of all, happy healthy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro.
Talk to us about Sunday and what you got here with this Colt.
I think we got a good Colt.
And I mean, you know, how fast is he coming along? What were you trying to get out of Sunday?
He's a very good horse. He's doing good, and I thought we would move to the next level, and I think he did.
In terms of a timetable and in terms of the stake program, what's the opportunity you want to focus on?
I don't know. We're going to start talking about it now. We're going to figure it out, and we'll go from here. I mean, we got a good horse doing good. He won a good race, and so I'm looking forward to the future with him.
Give us a little bit of the, you know, of the development curve aspect. Cyclone Mischief, by the way, for those that don't have the name or didn't see the race on Sunday, you know, you gave him a little bit. You gave him what? About 6 weeks or so coming out of Churchill.
That was it. I mean, he's a young horse. He's only a May foal, but he's a very talented horse. You know, he's one of the better prospects I've had in a long time. And I think he's a good colt.
This one, Castleton Lions and Kilboy Estate and Castleton stayed in a piece of this horse.
Oh, yeah. We bought him at the yearling sale, and they wanted to stay in for a little piece, so they stayed in for a quarter, and I think they're glad they did. He's got a bright future in front of him.
What the Holy Bull is... The Holy Bull is what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little too close, so we're trying to figure out where to go and what to do.
When's the Sam Davis?
Well, that's in there, too. Everything is in play right now.
Huh. Well,
what I figured was we'll get him up back up to a good work, and then we'll go from there.
Well, as Andy always says about you, you don't believe in the figures unless they're good. He got a 90.
You know that. I've said that on the show a million times. But we got good figures, so I think figures are good. Figures are smart.
That's one of my favorite. One of my favorite things when you go off on that direction. You know, you also we should also talk about. I mean, I want to hear what else is down the shed row, but you also left horses in Kentucky and are doing well up at Turfway.
Yeah, things are turning around. We're doing good right now, so we just got to keep it going. We won a couple of races up there, 2 days in a row. Or within a week, we won two a day, and so things are coming, getting straightened back out.
Well, Dale, what's your thought in retrospect, looking back over the last 18 months? It seemed like you just couldn't get out of first gear.
No, it's like walking in quicksand. But you keep trudging along in this game, and you get it figured out.
Well, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you also rely on the horses that get off the van.
Right, exactly. That's the problem. You know, we only buy X number of yearlings a year, and so you've got to, you're victim of how good your yearling crop was.
Exactly, exactly. Well, let's get out in front of a couple of maidens that are coming up this week while we've got you. And Turfway tomorrow, kiss it goodbye.
You know, she ran a nice race first time out. I like her. I think she's going to be a good filly.
This tell us about this Luan Machado. His name came up earlier this morning, too.
You know, that kid must be a rider. I mean, I've ridden him on a few horses, but he's done won three races for me. And I like the way he's ridden every one of them. I think he's going to be good. And I think he is good. I think he'll break through to the next level.
Well, and this one is for CJ, CJ Thoroughbreds, of course, CJ Johnson, and is a Union Rags out of the Smart Strike mare. Lookout lady that Graham Motion had for Mrs. Wyeth, actually.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Kiss it goodbye. That's tomorrow at Turfway.
I really liked her first race. I thought she ran well.
Nice. How about I'll come back to the maiden claimers. Let's focus on maiden specials coming up Saturday at Gulfstream. Second timer as well. This is a colt for West Point and the Albaz. This is that Nyquist winger that was a $280,000 Keeneland yearling.
Yeah, winger is a good colt. He's doing well. He's going to. I think he'll run well here. I think he's a horse that he needed that first race, but the further he goes, the better.
Well, those are a couple of the maiden, the key maiden players. You've also got Floki's Flight. That's on Sunday in an allowance. You've got Designed by Kitten as well. How are you, by the way? How are you finding you're running horses on that all weather?
Yeah, I think that, you know, some certain horses like it. You remember, you go back to Doohan, he won three races in his life, all three grade ones on the all weather. So it's good to have him. The more options, the better.
I like it. Well, and then a couple of maiden claimers on Thursday and Friday at Turfway. Time has come, and do it.
Yeah, they're both doing well. I hope they run well. I mean, we've got to get our percentages up and get to winning races.
Attaboy. And by the way, Casey reports, I did call you Derby Week. I had you on Derby Week. So your string of 15 straight years visiting are is unbroken. What else is exciting? What's going on? Any maidens yet to debut? 3-year-olds?
Yeah, there's still some good horses coming up. Just keep your eye out. You'll see them. And you didn't talk about Giant Game. I think, you know, he's coming back into play. And that's a good horse. He's going to do very well this weekend.
Oh, I don't think I saw that the Giant Game is running.
What's that?
I didn't see. Oh, yeah, there he is. Absolutely. The eighth race. I got it. The eighth race on Friday at Gulfstream.
Right. Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing really good. He'll run well for us.
Excellent. Well, and he's been gone how long?
Almost a year now. Yeah, we had to do a little procedure for his throat, and then he came back. He got a little off, so we turned him out again. I think he's got a big future ahead of him.
He's been gone since the Tampa Bay Derby.
Yeah.
Well, and see, these are fun. This is a fun type of a horse, Dale, because these are the horses that, you know, that made stops along the way on the Triple Crown Trail, and then they disappeared, and people forget about them. I've completely forgotten about them.
Yeah, no, he's a nice colt. He's doing very good, and he'll run good for us.
Outstanding.
And hopefully he can go on and be a nice little handicap. You see a lot of horses that do well young, and then they have trouble in a 3-year-old year, but they come on and be good horses.
Well, and has had plenty of time to get himself together. Are you split up at Gulfstream and Palmettos, or just at Gulfstream?
No, just Gulfstream Turfway. That's it.
Very good, very good. Well, everybody else is okay. How about
everybody else doing good?
A quick report on the kids.
Kids are doing great. You know, Jake's at Arkansas with Talamo and Garcia, and doing well. And Bailey's in D.C. doing her thing. Everything's good right now.
Boy, it took long enough, but they're out of your hair.
They're out of my ear, but I'm still paying their phone bill. Someone, anybody out there in the audience that understands how to get your children off your phone bill, let me know.
That's
great. We're the first generation that can't get our kids off the phone bill.
That is so great. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you're the best. Well, I will see you soon enough. I couldn't miss an opportunity to check in with you and congratulate you. This is
thank you, buddy. It's good to be back on the show.
Well, it's January too, so you got every opportunity, you know, to be on regularly the rest of the season.
There you go. Hopefully, we're talking a lot. That means I'm doing well on your show.
Exactly right. Cyclone Mischief for Dale and the All Boss. Thanks, Dale.
All right, buddy. See you, bud.
That was the greatest line ever. Oh, that is the funniest. How do you get the children off of your phone bill? If anybody can help Dale do that, let me know. Let him know. I'll put you in touch. I think Brett Calhoun's going to join us, and I'm way overdue on this phone call. Not just because we're going to congratulate Brett on a good start to the year. But I've been thinking about you and all our other friends down at Sanibel, Brett. And first of all, happy, healthy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you guys.
Brett, how'd you make out? How'd your property fare through the storm?
Well, about like the rest of them down there, not so well. Obviously, the structure's still there. A lot of damage. I mean, the island's got a lot of damage. I mean, it just looks like a bomb went off down there, actually. And, you know, it's kind of a gut job, you know, roof, drywall, you know, was probably about 10, 12 foot of water in it. You know, like I said, it's still standing. We've got a lot of the tear out done. And like everybody else fighting with the insurance companies, it's going to be a long battle, I'm sure.
I mean, how long did it take for you to be able to go visit and see it?
It was a while. We didn't go until November. We waited till November to go.
Wow.
We were going the couple weeks before when they had that other storm hit the East Coast. So we canceled our plans and backed it up a week or two. But, yeah, you know what? We've seen a lot of pictures and videos and until you see it for yourself, the pictures don't do it justice. I really didn't think it was going to be so bad until I walked in and saw it myself.
Well, and our friends, I'm going to embarrass myself because I'm going to forget his name with the restaurant and the hardware store.
Yes, Bailey's.
Bailey, thank you.
It was kind of wiped out. That thing was underwater. Yeah.
Jesus, unbelievable. Ugh, I'm sorry for everybody. I mean, it's amazing me because Tina had gone a couple of different times. I had discussed this with you, and then she literally dragged me, you know, last April, and she wanted me to see it. And I'm particularly appreciative, just because, you know, whatever is rebuilt is going to be different, obviously, but I just feel terrible having, you know, known, you know, had you,
it's
amazing.
It's such a unique place, such a nice place. I feel very sorry for a lot of the people down there that are going to actually walk away. Some of the people are elderly, and it's, if you were going through, I understand it because of what you're having to go through the process of rebuilding it, the daily grind of trying to settle your claims and the contractors and all that. It's you know, it's a lot to do, so I feel bad for the people that are just walking away, but I do understand it. But that being said, you know, in the long run, it'll all work itself out, and they'll rebuild, and a few years it'll be a great spot again.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, it's good to talk to you, and I meant to send them notes too. I got to go into my email and send them a note of concern. I felt bad that I hadn't checked in about it. So.
Well, I will say this: the state of Florida, the governor, all the way down to the local people of the city, they've done a heck of a job getting that bridge back open and getting people over there and law enforcement to protect it. They've really done a great job. I mean, been very, very organized, and couldn't have gotten it gone. Kind of couldn't have gotten it back to this point without a lot of hard work on those people's behalf. I mean, I've been very impressed with what they've done. It's a long haul and a long rebuild, but they've done it, made it as smooth as it can be.
Mm. Well, in the meantime, of course, you know, you got a you know, number of barns to look after, and the year was ending strong with the wins at Fairgrounds and at Delta. Highland Creek won that Boyd Rewards, and Jack Hammer won the Louisiana Futurity, and then you came back with Who Took the Money, right, over the weekend.
Yes, it's been a great, it was a great end of the year. We finished with the Flurry, and we needed to after having a slow summer, but you know, we're very happy the way it ended, and it's starting out pretty good, and hopefully we have a lot to look forward to.
Work our way back, and you know, that Champions Day Turf Stake was delayed, and maybe it benefited you the way it turned out with Who Took the Money.
Well, interesting horse. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of quirks, but we have been forced to run him on the dirt multiple times, and he's a capable Louisiana bred on the dirt, but he's definitely a different animal on the turf. And I think the last time I ran him on the dirt, I caught a nice horse that was lone speed. But at the end of the day, I think my horse had had enough of the dirt. I think he was telling me that's enough of that. And because he just ran an okay race that day, but you got him back on the turf, and you could tell he really appreciated that. So he's run some nice speed figures on the turf, and probably can run with some open company on the turf. We get forced to, but we had those Louisiana bred spots in the dirt, and he was good enough to win those. But hopefully, we can keep him on the turf from now on.
Well, you know, his next, he's now just four. His next check, or actually, or is he five now? He's five now.
Right.
Next check, he's going to make him pass 500,000 in earnings. He's won 10 times. And this is a Thomas Homebred allied. And what a nice, productive horse he's been.
He has been. I mean, he's been great for us. I mean, he's been fun to have. He's also one that keeps you on your toes. But he's been a win machine, a very talented horse. And luckily there's been some good spots for him along the way. And he hasn't run that many times, but he's won a lot and made a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, again, regional programs. You know, here's Chester Thomas taking advantage of the, you know, dropping them in Louisiana. Meanwhile, plenty of other, you know, plenty of other different kinds of opportunities, and it's that time of year where you're running at Sam Houston, you're running at Delta, as we mentioned, and Fairgrounds, and Oaklawn. We got to get Oaklawn in the mix here.
Right, it's a lot of opportunities in a fairly small geographic area. I mean, you have access to all these racetracks within, you know, Oaklawn being the farthest away from Fairgrounds, you know, 8 or 9 hours, and Houston, you know, 6 hours from here, and Delta, you know, 3.5, 4. It's, you know, you got a lot of different options, and that's helpful.
Let's touch a couple of starters. You got about 3-4 minutes, Brett, to close out the morning. And let's go to Fairgrounds for the Nelly Menard new boss back.
Yes. You know, it's been tough, you know, getting her on the grass as of late with the issues we had in Kentucky and here. And she's really, really doing well. Really looking forward to getting her back on the grass. I think she'll run well. I would have preferred a different post on the inside, but I do think she'll run big for us.
Let's look at a couple of maidens and back to Lawbreds. Cajun Crazy, who's kind of searching around to graduate, a Cloud Computing gelding.
Big, pretty horse, good moving horse. We've always liked him, but mentally he hasn't always been there for us. You know, it's been frustrating at times because we thought he had talent. And he just wouldn't. He's not a horse that would go forward. I mean, he just kind of was miserable. You see some of his early races. He'd pin his ears. He wasn't liking what he was doing. And he's really, really turned around the last 6 weeks. And he's moving forward. He's happy. He's enjoying himself. And I think he'll put forth a big effort as well.
Excellent. How about the maiden? That's on, by the way, that's Thursday in the 6th at Fairgrounds. And then on Friday in the 9th at Oaklawn, here's Shake-Up, Nick Juarez, who's riding, I think Gary Stevens has got his book, right? This is an Archie Bred nightcap they've been throwing at us, a Lord Nelson gelding.
You know, this is a horse that he's a pretty horse. They paid a little money for him at the two-year-old sales. He has some talent. He's a really kind of a faint-hearted horse, and that's his biggest problem. He's got some talent. Unfortunately, we drew inside again. He's a horse that if he ever gets the right trip, he'll be tough because he does have a little talent. But he's a horse that's got to grow up mentally. And maybe it's just going to take him a few more starts to get there. At this point in time, he's going to need the right trip, not crowded, kind of out of traffic, because he's just really a kind of a chicken horse.
That'll happen. They're funny. They're funny that way. How about your string at Sam Houston? You got a couple of maidens, including another Tom Durant. This one, a Durant homebred, far from final.
Horse is doing well. He's run close a couple of times. He's had a little spacing between his races. That really wasn't by design. It's just the way the races came about for him. But I think he's coming in this race very good, and we're looking for a big effort from him.
Excellent. That one is the fourth race on Sunday. At Sam Houston. You got a bunch of allowance runners and a little bit of everything. Sam Houston, Fairgrounds, and Oaklawn for the Calhoun Barn. And Brett, I'll see you in New Orleans or in Hot Springs soon.
Looking forward to it.
Good to catch up. Best wishes for 23.
I appreciate it.
Brett Calhoun, everybody. And wanted to also, I feel terrible because everybody was so nice to Tina and I at when we went to Sanibel in April, and for them to have been devastated like that is just unbelievable. So I wanted to get, you know, direct answer of, and you got it. It's as bad as it looked and seemed. We got to pull up and send you out into the race day, and much like yesterday, kind of a modest set of opportunities on this Tuesday, right? Today, I just realized I forgot to. I was going to try to get a pair of seats for the Eagles for that divisional game. Mahoning and Parks today, Sunland and Turf Paradise. Your options to put money through the window. Enjoy the day, everybody. I appreciate it. Thanks to Dale Romans and Brett Calhoun, Popo, and Andy as well, and Jess Martini as well, and Robertino Diodoro. Hope you enjoyed. Replay, 6 to 9, here on Sirius XM, and later on the archive podcast route, if that's how you listen. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll check in with Dick and with Sid and Seth and more. Thanks, everybody. Good luck today.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Beck on Sirius XM Radio.
Here in Pennsylvania, we're proud of our breeding program, the best in North America.